who kept the faith and fought the fight. The glory theirs, the duty ours. Chuck Hendricks of Champaign, Illinois, became Captain Charles Hendricks, United States Army, on October 5th, 1942. He was 23 years old. On September 10th, 1943, when Hendricks was 24 years old, he took command of E Troop, 25th Cavalry Recon Squadron, responsible for well over 100 men and officers, 15 armored vehicles, and a handful of peeps. Captain Hendricks faced the same tension which every line officer faces: to follow his orders and accomplish his assigned missions, at the same time, to do everything he could to get his men home safely. By the time Chuck turned 25 years of age, he was a veteran of several serious engagements in the breakout from the Normandy beachhead in late July 1944. If you look through all the photos of Chuck Hendricks in uniform, there is not a single photo of a macho Captain Hendricks. Not one. That's not who he was. He was the classic citizen soldier, a humble Christian man who left home to go to war and bravely defend his country and democracy. Chuck and the men under his command went up against larger-than-life Germans, men who were veteran professional soldiers with many victories under their belt. And on numerous occasions, they fought psychotic SS troopers amped upon drugs. But macho and bravado and ruthlessness are not everything. As General George Patton said, it takes brains and guts to win wars. The Germans had far superior guns and much more heavily armored tanks. Throughout the war, Captain Hendricks assessed each situation and adapted as he saw fit in the chaos of combat by showing bold initiative. The classic citizen soldier that defeated the Nazis and saved the world. E-Troop was 25th Cav's assault gun troop, the core of which was 8 motorized howitzers. They supported the 4 recon troops in their armored cars. 25th Cav Recon was part of 4th Armored Division, known as Patton's Best. Many considered 4th Armored Division to be one of the finest fighting units of the war. 4th Armored Division was in the advanced position for Patton's entire 3rd Army, 500,000 men. 4th Armored's 37th Tank Battalion, commanded by Lieutenant Colonel Creighton Abrams, was often in the very lead. But not really, because in the recon position, ahead of Abrams and the rest of the 4th Armored, and all of Patton's 3rd Army, was the 25th Cav Recon Squadron, the U.S. Cavalry. There are very few photos of the 25th Cav Recon in action. The lack of photos says so much about their mission. You see, frontline photographers weren't exactly at the very front. And on numerous occasions, Cav Recon was even beyond the front, in the midst of the Germans. The mission of Cav Recon was to locate the enemy and either destroy them or, by reconnaissance and force, engage and define the resistance for the tank battalion coming up. In other words, they fought for information. The old Army doctrine of information through stealth and observation was outdated. In Chuck's words, "When the recon troops got into trouble, they'd call me for my assault gun troop to go in, and we would do what we could. Sometimes I would think, why are you calling me?" You see, Chuck's motorized assault guns resembled tanks, but they lacked the firepower of a tank and the armor. They even had an open turret. The low-velocity shells they fired just bounced off the armor of German Panther and Tiger tanks. Chuck would engage the enemy, and he'd shoot up the infantry supporting the tanks, and he'd hope that Abrams' 37th Tank Battalion and its Sherman tanks would be coming up soon. Captain Hendricks led E Troop on the breakout from the Normandy beachhead in the race across France and into the Lorraine, where the Germans launched a counteroffensive in September 1944. On September 22nd, in the midst of the colossal tank battle of Ericourt in the Lorraine region, 25th Cav is screening and E Troop is on the line when German Panther tanks and supporting infantry suddenly emerge from the fog, 75 yards off. After the recon troop withdraws in their armored cars and is a couple of hundred yards back, E Troop's motorized howitzers begin to withdraw, shooting to their left at the advancing Germans, receiving heavy fire but laying down deadly effective fire on the German infantry supporting the tanks. Abrams' 37th Tank Battalion is in position on high ground, D Troop goes up towards Abrams, and E Troop follows, with the Germans in hot pursuit. Abrams' Sherman tanks and tank destroyers have a field day knocking out German tanks. A week later, on the final day of Air Accord, on September 29th, Captain Charles Hendricks receives the Silver Star for the action in the Bennamon Woods on Hill 320. His mission to attack a combined German task force of infantry and Tiger tanks, which had routed an American force of infantry and combat engineers from a key position on a hill commanding a strategic highway. He does so. His citation reads in part, "The ferocity and success of the mission were inspired by the skillful, fearless leadership of the commander." In December 1944, the Germans surprised the Allies with a major counteroffensive in the Ardennes region. The rapid advance results in a huge bulge in the Allied line, hence the name the Battle of the Bulge. Patton's Third Army is 200 miles to the east, headed for Germany. They turn 90 degrees and rush to the Ardennes, 4th Armored in the lead. The first day, they travel 125 miles on icy roads. Captain Hendricks and his men awake in bitter cold covered with snow. 3 days later, after facing stiff German resistance, Hendricks' E Troop is holding the line west of Bastogne when Abrams' 37th Tank Battalion moves through their position and breaks through to relieve Bastogne. Chuck Hendricks was an officer, well respected by the men who served both under him and over him, and a fine soldier decorated for valor. He said to his children in later years, "I just want you to know I did everything that was asked of me." He was also a truly good man, a caring man, and his humility always overshadowed his achievements on the battlefield and in the professional life. He passed away in 2014 at the age of 94. He was a citizen soldier, a classic.